Hello, I'm Blake.
And I'm Olivia, and welcome once again to the Heavy Telly podcast.
We were recently joined by Mr. Jeff Cuthbert, who is the Police and Crime Commissioner for Gwent.
And also CSO Williams, who is part of the Next Gen Youth Engagement Team.
Our Heli Bark had plenty of questions to ask about the role of Police and Crime Commissioner, and also about policing in the Torvine area.
So it's over to our Heli Bark team to find out more.
How long have you been doing your job?
Well, this job as Police Commissioner, I was first elected in 2016. So what's that? How many years is that?
Six years.
What is the most fun thing about your job?
Doing things like this. I love coming out and meeting people, especially young people like you, because you're the future. And so it's very important that I understand how you think and what sort of world you want to grow up in, or your community, Blaenavon in this case. So that's the best thing of my job, as far as I'm concerned.
On average, how many crimes do you Gwent Police have to deal with in a day?
We look at a system called STORM, and that lists all the incidents the police officers get called to in a specific area. And I think yesterday at one point there was about 17 different incidents, but that was just for one area. Some of them are not crimes, some of them are incidents the police are dealing with and not necessarily crimes. But it can vary. Some days you expect it to be busy and it's not, and other days you expect it to be very quiet and it's very busy. Every day is different.
What does your job entail?
There's lots of aspects to the job. It's my job, first of all, to make sure that there is a chief constable for Gwent Police. So if the sitting chief constable retires, it's my job to find a new one and to appoint him or her to do that work. So that's a very important point. The other very significant point is that I have to make sure Gwent Police has enough money to do what it needs to do. And your parents will all be council taxpayers either here in Torvine or in other parts of Gwent. And on that bill that they get, they'll see a sum of money that the Police and Crime Commissioner for Gwent says they have to pay. That's me, I'm afraid. I decide that. So I've got to make sure that Gwent Police is well managed, it has its boss, the Chief Constable, and that they have enough money to do what they've got to do.
Why did you want to be a Crime Commissioner?
By profession, I'm an engineer. And I worked in engineering for most of my life. But I'd always been involved in politics. In 2003, I had the opportunity to stand for the National Assembly for Wales. And I was elected as the Assembly Member for Caerphilly for 13 years. And during that time, I was also a member of the Welsh Government as a minister for about 3.5 years. And during that time as the minister, I came in contact with policing. But that meant I knew more than many other politicians about how policing operated and what they needed. And then the opportunity in 2016 to become the Police and Crime Commissioner for Gwent came about. So I stood for election and I was elected. And do you know what I mean by election? Do you know what an election is? What is it?
So it's where people can vote for the next president or something like that.
Absolutely, and in this case, for the next police commissioner. So that's how I got the job, and that's what I did before it.
How does your job help the community?
Well, in many ways, making sure that we have a police force, because policing is a very important public service. Right. Like the health service, like local government, which provides education for you, which is critically important at this time of your life. Well, it's always important. And policing as well obviously helps to keep things in order and to make sure that people are as safe as they can be and that we reduce crime. But if crime happens, it's our job to try and solve it and to sort out the bad guys and help the victims of it. So that's how we help the community. In my case, also, I can provide sums of money to good causes. who might be youth groups or church groups, what we call third sector groups. They're not part of the local authority or government, they're quite independent, but the sort of groups who will work with young people like yourselves to help provide a better future. So it's a big answer, but that's the sort of way in which we can help the community.
What training did you have to do to become a crime commissioner?
There is no training to become police and crime commissioner. You either win the election or you don't. But once you become a police and crime commissioner or elected to any position, if you don't have a significant knowledge of that area of work, you then have to make sure that you hit the ground running and that you're actually making sure that you get educated about it, that you then understand what the key issues are. In the case of commissioner, you obviously have to know what the law is. You have to understand good working relationships. So whilst there's no specific training before you become the commissioner, there's no test or anything like that to sit, other than people saying yes or no on the ballot paper, you would be a foolish person if you didn't then try and swat up on what was expected of you. So whilst there's no rule that says you must do this training, it'd be a foolish person who didn't.
Why is your role so important?
Well, I've mentioned about it's my job to make sure that we have a chief constable. It's my job to make sure that we have enough money to do what we've got to do. It's my job to make sure that we work in partnership with other key public services like local authorities, like the National Health Service, and of course in Wales with the Welsh Government. So I think the job is quite important. And I think if the Chief Constable was here, she would agree, although she has responsibility for day-to-day policing. So what Richard does on a day-to-day basis is a matter for the Chief Constable. So that's why I think the job is important, but it's really up to me to make the best of it, and for people like you to tell me if I'm not.
What helps you do your job correctly?
Everyone I work with. Chris over there is from my office. He works in our communications team. So it's his job, if you like, to make sure that whatever I'm doing is known to members of the public, and there's no secrets about what I do. And that's how we work in a democracy. Everything is open and above board, or at least should be. And then I work with my whole team is about 19 people. But of course, I work with the chief constable, her chief officer team, and Gwent police officers more generally. So I work with a lot of people.
Do you think your job is difficult?
If you want to do any job well, yes, there are always difficulties. It's often said that if a job isn't challenging, which basically means that there are difficulties, then is it worth doing at all? So that's something you need to consider. So I believe that everybody who has a job wants to do the very best that they can, whether they're working in public service or the private sector, whatever that job may be. So yes, at times it's difficult, especially if you're dealing with some very vulnerable people and you have to make difficult choices for them. But on the other hand, it can be enormously rewarding if you make the right decision and you can see that person benefiting from whatever the decision is. Life is not always as straightforward as that, and sometimes you make the wrong decision. And what's important then is not to worry too much about that, but to learn whatever the mistake was and not repeat it. So you'll always learn. Never be afraid of making a mistake as long as you understand what went wrong and you don't repeat it.
How do you deal with your problems in Gwent?
From a neighbourhood policing point of view, we tend to do a lot of work with various partner groups, sort of youth groups, youth clubs. If the problems is children misbehaving on trains, we work with British Transport Police. Usually the best way to solve a problem is to work as a team instead of all trying to do one job at once. If you all pull in the same direction, you get the job done a lot better and a lot quicker. But I think the key is working with different partner agencies and partner groups like the council.
How big is the Gwent area size and population?
Right, well, Gwent is actually in policing terms a relatively small policing unit. Gwent covers Newport, Torvine, Blaen y Gwent, Caerphilly and Monmouthshire. So in total, it's about 500,000 people, roughly. But it's a relatively small area, but it consists of those five local authorities.
How much funding do you get, and how do you manage this budget?
Well, the annual budget for Gwent Police is £156 million, which I know it sounds a phenomenal amount of money, but actually, when you break it down, it's all used. And that's used for many things, including paying wages, my own wage, my colleague Richard's wage, everybody who works for Gwent Police, whether you're a police officer or whether you're a member of staff or a police community support officer, all comes out of that budget, which is roughly £156 million. It also has to pay for all our buildings, all our vehicles, the fuel, all of which is going up, and all the other stuff that we do, including our IT kit and police officer uniforms, etc. So we obviously have to break down the big budget into separate headings for each cost, what's called a cost area. But to support me in that, I have professional accountants who do that because I'm not a financial expert. But by law, I must have a qualified accountant who is my chief finance officer who will give me advice and guidance. But ultimately, it's my decision as to how the money is spent.
Which partners do you work with?
Quite a lot, but I suppose you could say the main partners are the local authority, in this case, Torvine Council. We work with the other four local authorities in Gwent as well. We work with the Welsh Government because they're responsible for the devolved services in Wales. National Health Service, the Nairn Bevan Health Board, which is provides your GPs and hospital care for you here. The Fire and Rescue Service, we work with, and then a whole range of third sector organisations, things like charities, voluntary groups who play a valuable service in Wales, volunteering, people volunteering. So those are our key partners.
What are your hopes for the future of the Gwent area?
I suppose as commissioner, my main hope is that when my time comes to finish as commissioner, I can say honestly that I think Gwent is a safer place as a result of the work that we've done than it was a few years ago. That will be my main consideration. We will measure that by a variety of surveys that we do about people's satisfaction. We'll obviously look at crime figures to see how they're hopefully reducing. But it's not just a question of reducing. What we want is people to feel confident coming forward to report crime or to report problems that they have. As Richard has said, not every incident is actually a crime, even though it can be something that affects people very badly. So we want people, and we might have to pass that information on to other agencies like social services or children's services or to the health board, depending on what it is. So we will look at all these things and we will work with partners to try and assess how well we're doing. But the main thing is, when my time comes to stand down, I hope I can say, yes, all the evidence that we have shows that Gwent is a safer place than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Why does the police need a police and crime commissioner?
That's a good question. Well, I suppose the cheeky answer, but it's also truthful, is that the law says that it has to be, which basically means that when the relevant Act of Parliament, which is what the law is, was passed round about in 2010, it said that what was there then, which was called the Policing Authority, which was made up of councillors in the main, who were sent to a body that oversaw the work of, in our case, Gwent Police. They abolished that approach and said that, no, we want a single elected person, who they're going to call a commissioner, in post. So the law was changed, and that's why we have the commissioner. Now, it's a big argument about whether that was a good or bad thing, but the fact of the matter is that's what the law says we have to have, and that's why I'm here.
In your eyes, what is the biggest issue that you have to deal with?
I've got to make sure, and we have a document which you can look up on the internet. It's called the Police and Crime Plan for Gwent. In there, you'll see the priorities that we've listed for Gwent Police, and that's what the people have told us are important to them. So I suppose the biggest single issue locally is preventing crime, stopping crime from happening in the first place. We'd rather be able to do that than have to pick up the pieces afterwards of whatever the crime is. So that's probably the single most important part. The other thing that we do have to do, as does every police and crime commissioner across England and Wales, is we have to play our part in tackling what's called serious and organised crime. And that's where criminals, big criminals, work. Things like drug dealing. Now, you'll promise me, won't you, that if anyone comes to you and offers you drugs, what will you say?
No.
Absolutely. You report them. Or doesn't have to be, could be to an adult that you trust, could be to a teacher, but you must say no. But these criminals will try to force their wares upon you or your friends, so you have to be alert, and that's why you're in the Hedley Bach, is to be a role model for them. And these criminals, they're pretty cheeky, actually, but when we get evidence about who they are and where they are, then we'll catch them. And that does happen, and they go to court, and hopefully they'll be convicted and will go to jail. So we've got to balance local priorities about stopping crime in the first place with dealing with national priorities such as real criminals.
What is the worst affected area of Gwent?
Right, that depends on what's meant by worst affected. Every part of Gwent has its problems, but those problems can be very different. The part that, you know, in terms of Torvine, Cwmbran, certainly there are antisocial behaviour issues.
Definitely.
There. I think in terms of pure figures, Torvine is probably the worst area for antisocial behaviour, unfortunately. But look, every area has its problems. Whether you're talking about central Newport, where there are specific types of problems. We will make sure that resources are allocated to the areas of greatest need, but that can vary from month to month. So getting Gwent to be a safer place is an issue for every part of Gwent.
How many officers are you responsible for?
Right, well, there's roughly just under 1,500 police officers in Gwent at the moment. We are recruiting more, and we're very pleased to be able to do that. We got enough money for that, and that's we at one point we dropped to almost 1,100 just a few years ago, and that no good. We couldn't let it drop any further. So the then chief constable and I decided that we had to invest more money in police officers and support staff and PCSOs to get people out on the street and to increase the neighbourhood policing teams. So it's roughly 1,500 at this moment, but we're planning to increase that.
How many police officers are needed for a town like Blaenavon?
I would say day to day, there's one police officer and two community support officers. That can vary. But the way it works is that you'll have two or three that are dedicated to one particular area, like Blaenavon. If there's a bigger issue that they need support with, they can call on other members of their team. If the issue needs even more support, they can call on police officers from another area. But day to day, you've got one police officer and two community support officers.
Who do you have to report to?
The people of Gwent, basically. As an elected politician, an elected commissioner, it is the ballot box that I'm responsible for ultimately. But on a, shall we say, a more routine basis, I have there's a body called the Police and Crime Panel for Gwent, which in the main is made up of councillors from the five local authorities. Actually, it's their job to challenge me. In terms of how am I doing this? How am I how am I holding the Chief Constable to account? What am I checking up on? And to provide support for our work. But in terms of your question, I answer to the people of Gwent and not really to anyone else.
What would happen if your role was removed?
The government can, of course, change its policy, provided they do it in a lawful way. In other words, that they work within the rules. And they may, in the way that they, first of all, abolished the police and crime authority and set up commissioners, they could reverse the decision if they wished. But it would have to be done in a legal way, and it wouldn't happen overnight.
Does Hedley Bar help? If so, what has the impact been?
It does help a lot, absolutely, because it's very much about developing positive attitudes for the future. We want young people like yourselves to become the role models for their community in the future, to develop respect within the community, to look after your environment, to value the school and the role that it can play, and to keep an eye out for things that aren't right. So that if you see graffiti or litter or things like this, to work with others to help to remove it and to really look after the area in which you are living in. Funnily enough, I had a conversation with representatives of the Welsh Government this morning, and they were very interested and were quite thinking about maybe trying to roll out the programme right across the whole of Wales, not just Gwent. So you are playing a very important part, and that's why we provide the money for you to have your uniforms and to do the work that you do.
How often do you get to work away from your office?
Right, well, I work in two ways. I go to my office in Cwmbran maybe 2 or 3 days a week. The rest I can work remotely from home because we have the kit for that, because we are trying to cut down our carbon footprint. You know, in other words, not travelling by car unless it's necessary. And also, of course, during the COVID pandemic, we had no choice but to work from home because we couldn't come together. So it really depends on what it is. But what's happening now is more and more I do have to go away for conferences and meetings. I'll be going to London next week. I was in London 2 weeks ago. It's usually London because that's where the central government is. And of course Cardiff if it's a Welsh Government meeting. So quite often I have to leave home and maybe stay overnight somewhere, but I enjoy that, that's not a problem.
Well, it was very interesting to learn about the role of Police and Crime Commissioner and the important work that police do in Torvine and the wider area.
This has been Blake and Olivia from Harry Telly Studio. Goodbye and thanks for listening.